Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. So I was reading a story today that said one third of NZ have no clue who the Beatles are. So Gen Z is young people between the ages of 16 and 23. They did a survey to ask them if they know who the Beatles are, and a third of them had no clue who they were. And it got me thinking. Well, number one, this is up to the parents. How you typically discover older music is through the adults around. If you grew up listening to Motown or 90s R&B, or maybe you grew up listening to classic rock, you grew up listening to that kind of music because your parents listen to that kind of music. So if you don't know who the Beatles are and you're 16 years old, it's not really your responsibility to learn who the Beatles are. They ain't doing songs with Meg Thee Stallion. They're not doing songs with Doja Cat. Your mom plays this when you're in the car with her. Your dad plays this when he's cleaning up. And then you ask, hey, who is this? And then you find songs that you like, and they pass it down to you. But what I really want to talk about is, Rob, I don't think people like the Beatles the way that they say that they do. This is why I think that. I'm out a lot of time in social settings around people who I imagine would love the Beatles. I don't ever really hear Beatles music out. For the Beatles to be as popular as you guys tell me that they are, why don't they have a song that's like Sweet Caroline that just you hear all the time? You can't get away from it. Why don't they have a song like that, Rob? If you are ever in a situation in which you don't know how to play or you don't know what to do, just play Sweet Caroline. Everybody goes crazy. When you're in a situation and you don't know what to play, nobody's default is ever, hey, turn on the Beatles. You might turn on Michael Jackson in that situation. No one ever turns on the Beatles in that scenario. Rob, I'm starting to think the Beatles are one of those things that people say they like because it's the right answer because you're supposed to like the Beatles, but no one really likes them in a real world sense like that.
I just think they don't have those club, get people fired up type of hits. Like, they're an acoustic band with a very mellow sound. It's fine. It's very popular. It's very well done. It just, you're never going to be at the other place having a beer, eating a burger, and be like, damn, the Beatles are on. This is amazing. That's never their aesthetic. They're more the Pearl Jam aesthetic. Not the same type of music, but you never hear Pearl Jam out. But Pearl Jam's wildly popular, and it doesn't mean that they're bad. They're just not the hear it out and about music.
Okay. Now, maybe I'm wrong in this thinking. And you guys can tell me if I'm wrong in this, 913-576-7610. But if you're considered to be the best, if people look at the Beatles as having the best band that has ever lived, Rob, you're telling me that people don't want to hear their music when they're out having a good time? We're not talking about they're going to play your song down at Aura, down at Mosaic. No one's saying that's the time to be playing the Beatles. You're telling me, Rob, if you go out to have a nice brunch and you're just sitting on the patio, you don't ever randomly hear a Beatles song just come on out of nowhere? How can you be the best if you ain't got no bops? They ain't got a song that you're tapping your foot to. They don't have a song that makes you get up and want to dance. They don't have any of that kind of music, but they're the best, though, right?
They do have that kind of music. It's just not club bangers by modern time. Come Together is an elite song that people know if you played out and about. Live and Let Die. Now, a lot of times you hear the Guns N' Roses version, but that's their song. You hear those songs out, you enjoy them. They're just not the, ooh, now we're vibing kind of songs.
Someone said, what about Come Together?
Great song.
It's a fine song.
Hear that at a nice brunch, having a Mimo on the patio? Great time.
You know what I never hear Come Together? When people are coming together. Next time you go to Power and Light and you're standing out and you're just having a beer, tell me when they play Come Together. That's a perfect time to come together, right? You don't hear it. I don't think you guys love the Beatles as much as you guys say you love the Beatles. I hear Rolling Stones music when I'm out, Rob. I hear Aerosmith. I hear some Metallica. I hear Bruce Springsteen all the time. I believe you guys love Elton John the way that you say you do. I don't think people love the Beatles like that. Maybe you did back in 1965. I don't know if you love the Beatles the way that you say they do. I just don't know. Because I'm not buying it. Rob, we just watched the NFL draft, right? With music constantly playing. Did you hear them play one Beatles song? All those people there. They're the most popular band of all time. We didn't hear one. Not a single song. I'm not buying it. I'm not believing it. I'm not into it. Can you be the best if you don't have a song that makes you get up and shake your groove thing? You're not getting up and shaking your groove thing to come together.
I mean, you can be great and not have that song, the same way you can be terrible and have that song. There are eons of bands that have that song. We're like, oh, this is a good song. It's me moving. But it's an objectively bad artist who just one-hit wondered their way to the top. The Beatles are just Steady Eddie, man. They got music
Steady
where, you're just,
Eddie.
Where you're just driving around, going to and from work. You're like, I like this song. No one, when I turned it on to play leading into this segment, was like, boo, don't play Help. No one.
Text line 913-576-7610. CDOT, the Beatles make good house cleaning music. You can't be the best band of all time if you got relegated to Swiffer music. You can't be the greatest band of all time if you are now reserved to mop tunes. You're telling me the only time you listen to the Beatles is when no one is around. Because that's what house cleaning time is. Hey, it's Saturday morning. You're getting up. You want to hear something that puts you in a good mood because you got to do chores. No one wants to do chores. So you turn on some songs, some music to make the time go by a little faster. Sometimes I'm not always listening to hippity hop during this time. Sometimes you want to be in a different mood. If that's the ideal time to play the Beatles, then I always thought wrong about this. I thought you guys loved the Beatles. I thought they were your favorite. I thought they were number one. Obviously, I was wrong. So I read this story, and they said that a third of Gen Zers don't know who the Beatles are. And I don't put that on the kids. I put this on the parents. You're not passing the Beatles down because you know what I'm saying is true. One time you played the Beatles around your daughter, and she said, turn this mess off. And you never went back to it. That's not music we've passed down to the next generation, Rob, because no one likes it.
To be fair, how many bands from the 60s have we passed down to the next generation? Like, what group from the 60s are the kids nowadays on TikTok being like, woo, this song's great?
That's a good point. I don't know. I don't know what groups. I mean, we can find a lot of Motown music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s that people still sing and enjoy to this day. You hear out there like, oh, okay, all right, you got a little rhythm. You're out here shaking it. You're getting up. I mean, but nothing tops this song.
2, 3, here we go. Don't wanna wait till the sun's sinking. We could be feeling alright. I know you know what I'm thinking. Why don't we do
I'm not that shocked that you love the Beatles. I'm not surprised. You seem like a Beatles guy from the 60s. Don't ever talk about the Temptations this way. Their music is held up. Guarantee you right now, go somewhere and play Come Together or play My Girl. Tell me who's getting up. Everybody's getting up with My Girl. It's an amazing song. How dare you guys speak. Rob, you know what I'm saying is factual. I could play some Temptations right now. Everybody's grooving. Turn the Beatles on. Crickets. Mass exodus away from this radio station. Nobody want to hear that.
I'm just saying the Beatles are not the get up and feel it kind of crowd. Doesn't make them not good. I mean, you know what the Beatles are? They're DeAndre Ayton. They're a great post player. But we just live in an era where no one's throwing the ball in the post anymore. Does it make them not great? We just live in an era where everyone's shooting threes and trying to hit club bangers. But there's still a place for that throw it in the post, go get you a bucket guy. That guy exists. Not on the Mavericks, but that guy exists.
That place exists. Someone said, please stop playing that song. Never. That song, I will never stop playing it. That song is here to stay. You can go, the song stays. Someone said, but the general population can name 10 Beatles songs. Absolutely not. No chance. We can randomly grab someone around this office. I guarantee you they can't come on here and name 10 Beatles songs.
I bet they could. If we went and grabbed someone out of the newsroom and said, come in here and name 10 Beatles songs.
I guarantee you we can grab, let's go downstairs and grab somebody in sales and say, here, come up here and let's play a game. Can you name 10 Beatles songs? I guarantee you they can't.
Well, first off, sales been gone for 3 hours. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's somebody down there. I guarantee you they can't name 10. No chance they can play 10. You guys want to take this bet? Let me know if you guys want to take this bet. Because I'll take that bet all night long. But you can't name 10 Beatles songs. Maybe 10 Michael Jackson songs. No chance you can name 10. Not at all. All right, Rob's looking at me like he wants to try this out. All right, Rob, put your money where your mouth is. You want to put $5 on it?
I don't know if anyone downstairs.
Someone said make it 5. We can make it 5. Let's do it.
Oh, 5's easy. 5's cake. I would put $5 on 5.
All right, let's do it. Coming up on the other side, we will find someone randomly in the office, and we will give them, can they name 5 Beatles songs on the top of their head? No warning. You name 5 Beatles songs. Let's see if they can do it. We got $5 on it?
$5 on it.
All right, let's see if it happens. Coming up, it's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Royals broadcaster Rex Hudler every Tuesday at 3 on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we have found someone to answer the question of our bet. We were talking about the Beatles and how one-third of Gen Zers don't know who the Beatles are. And I said it's up to their parents. The Beatles aren't a group that you would just find if you're 14 or 15. They typically get passed down to you. They're not active. They're not current. They're not doing songs with artists that you do listen to. You discover a band that was formed in the 60s from your parents and then passing it down to you. So we have found someone in sales. I've invited them in. So Rob and I have a bet. Rob will give you a timer. All we need you to do is we will give you 30 seconds. Can you name five songs by the Beatles? Because I don't think that people know Beatles songs like that. Even though they're the most popular band of all time and people love them, I don't think people like the Beatles nearly as much as they say. So we're going to give you 30 seconds. Rob and I have $5 on this. Do your best. Can you name five songs by the Beatles? Rob, start the clock.
This is going to be rough. All right, we're going to say Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
Do they do the wheels on the bus go round and round?
I'm in trouble.
I don't know many Beatles songs like that. Not the titles. I can sing to a lot of them. Man, this is embarrassing. I think Carrington's going to win.
I know. I don't think I'm going to win. I know I'm going to win. You know what? Thank you so much. I know you're a busy
welcome.
Person. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to go ahead and give you a round. Give a round of applause, Rob. Thank you.
The wheels on the bus?
You should have saw Rob's face.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Rob, we can play this game with anybody in the office that you want to play. Anybody. We can grab anybody you want. I'm not having people call up here that you've been looking at the Spotify list. We can grab random people. People do not like the Beatles like that. We can grab whoever you want to come on here and guess the five songs. They will not know. No one knows the Beatles like that. Not a single human being knows the Beatles like that in real life.
Five just seems so easy, but...
Five did seem easy. But it was wrong.
Goodness gracious.
Thank you so much for coming. You can go. You can leave now. You can go back to your normal job. You don't got to hang out with us anymore.
Thank you.
You don't got to hang out with us anymore.
The last and final time I'll be on.
So you
ever.
You know what?
I'm never going to be invited up again challenge.
No.
Unless you want to win.
I actually appreciate you helping us with the challenge. You know what? I'll give you two of the $5 that I won.
Deal.
I'll keep the $3.
Yeah,
you keep the
$2.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I appreciate it. Rob. I want to talk to you about Kyler Murray. Have you noticed how much mess there is right now around the Arizona Cardinals? There is a lot going on around the Arizona Cardinals. So maybe you missed it. Kyler Murray has decided that he ain't showing up to work right now. He has decided I am not going to play. I'm not going to show up until they give me a new contract. Did you see the projected contract from Pro Football Focus? It was 6 years, $280 million for Kyler Murray. I'm going to say this again, and maybe you weren't hearing. Maybe you were distracted. Your kids are talking in the back of the car. Pro Football Focus thinks that Kyler Murray, who has never won his division, never won a playoff game, could get a six-year, $280 million contract. I want you to hear me and hear me good. You are stupid if you give Kyler Murray that contract. I don't care how flashy he is. I don't care how dynamic he is. Kyler Murray has done nothing in this league to prove to me that he is a winning player, that he is someone that I would want to be the face and voice of my franchise, and that I would sink $280 million into. Doesn't Arizona just have regression written all over him? They made the playoffs last year. They lost in the first round. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl champion, Los Angeles Rams. Kyler Murray did not play well in that game. Arizona just has disappointing 6-11 season written all over them, in which Cliff Kingsbury gets fired at the end of the year. Rob, 280? What has Kyler Murray done to get $280 million? Have I missed something? Have there been games for Kyler Murray that I just aren't privy to? No chance I give him this deal. You are making a foolish decision if you invest this amount of money. I'm not saying Kyler Murray can't play and that he's not a dynamic player, but there is no chance I would give him that amount of money. Are you, Rob? Are you giving him $280 million?
No, I'm not giving Kyler Murray $280 million. I remember last year when everyone's flavor of the year was the Arizona Cardinals. Oh, they're going to be good this year. They're going to be good this year. They're going to be good this year. And you know what? I was wrong. They made the playoffs. Cool. They were the, oh, by the way, playoff team, basically. But I will continue to hedge my bet against the Cardinals and say Cliff Kingsbury is a dummy. He took a generational quarterback at Tech and went to one bowl game. So no, I'm not paying the guy Cliff Kingsbury handpicked, who has been hurt a lot in his career because he's a smaller quarterback who runs a lot. Those guys tend to get hurt.
It's not even a size thing to me. The player. Has Kyler Murray as a player given you reason to invest in him in terms of his personality and who you want to lead? Has he given you reasons to believe and invest in Kyler Murray, the person? I'm over the size part of it. That part just doesn't really bother me as much anymore. The league is just changing. And if it was 1995, you might be having that feeling that you can't pay a quarterback that amount of money who is his size and he's not going to hold up. But they've made it now where this is the safest time it has ever been to play quarterback in the National Football League. The safest time it has ever been. Kyler Murray just doesn't strike me as someone who is really capable of dealing with adversity. You know what's going to happen if you're an NFL quarterback? Something is going to go wrong at some point. Someone's going to miss their assignment. Someone's going to drop a pass. Someone's going to fumble. Adversity is going to happen over the course of the game. He just doesn't strike me as someone who has the personality to help you overcome it. He seems like someone who was normally part of the problem and what put you in the situation. What I love most about Mahomes in these situations is he is a rock. Stable. You know what to expect from Patrick Mahomes. You know his personality. You know his demeanor every single time out there. He might not play well, but I know that I can depend on him. I don't know if you can depend on Kyler Murray. Part of being the leader is showing up to this stuff. I know it's voluntary. You're the leader. You're asking for $280 million. You can't show up to the optional practice in shorts and t-shirts and work with the team. How are you asking for $280 million, but you can't do all the things that it takes to be a quarterback in the National Football League? I think you're making a foolish errand if you pay Kyler Murray. And to me, it's a lot more paying for the sizzle than the substance. And he's a sizzle player. You look at today's modern NFL, and there might not be a player outside of Mahomes that maybe embodies that more than Kyler Murray. He can run around. He's got a big arm. He's electric, a dynamic kind of player. I just don't trust him. And for that amount of money, I just don't really want much to do with it. Arizona, to me, just has regression written all over them this season. It's just a lot going on. You're not going to have your best offensive player for the first 6 weeks of the season. Your quarterback has been fighting with management about money. It just doesn't seem like everybody is on the same page about what their goal is. We might disagree with how the Chiefs have built their offseason. The Chiefs have never maybe believed that everybody in that locker room is not on the same page. I'm sure they got problems the way that every team has problems. But the Chiefs do a really good job of keeping that in-house and keeping us away from it. All we know is about problems with Arizona this year. I'm not buying into it.
And they're in an impossible division. Everyone raves about the AFC West, and they should. It's going to be very difficult in 2022. The NFC West is arguably the second most difficult division in football. And we think a team without their best weapon, a coach that I think very little of, and a quarterback who's taking his beef to Instagram, and Steve Keim, the GM, is out here floating messages through people about how he quit on his team, and during film session, he like just FaceTimes with his girl. There's a lot of drama. I don't know how much of it's real, but there's a lot of drama with the Cardinals. There is a lot of room for aggression there. Kyler Murray is a weird one to me. I think you're right about his personality, and I think it boils back to the fact that he was almost not a football player. And I know that it's like an old GM adage, and it's kind of annoying and make fun of it. Does this guy love football? And it's kind of Cro-Magnon man, but Kyler Murray came as close as you can be to not being a football player out of college. And that seems to always permeate in the fact that I don't have to do this. You're doing this for me.
There's just some personality traits that can't be your leader. Russell Westbrook is a phenomenal basketball player. Well, he was a phenomenal basketball player. But Russell Westbrook's personality is not one that can be the one that you depend on the most. That when adversity happens, when things aren't going your way, he doesn't have the personality to help get you out of it. That stuff matters. Sure, he'll put up the numbers. He'll get the points. He'll get the assists. He'll get the rebounds. He will do all the things that look pretty. But you need that player when it's 4 minutes to go in a close game and the lights are the brightest, who can calm everybody down and execute the vision. And that person is not Russell Westbrook, despite how amazing he is as a basketball player. I think the exact same thing about Kyler Murray. Everything about it looks good. There's something just not connecting with me with Kyler Murray, which would just make me very hesitant to pay him that amount of money. It just makes me really hands off when it comes to giving him that much money and that much power. And if you're having some of those issues when he hasn't made real money, imagine what it looks like when you can't tell him no anymore. There's a certain level of control you have over a player that's trying to get that next level bag. You give him $280 million and you can't get rid of him, and there's no checks and balances, how you handle it is just as important as the process to getting there to actually get the money. And I'm out. I don't want anything to do with it. Coming up on the other side, I heard an interesting question. Is Juan Thornhill the most underappreciated player on the Chiefs? We'll discuss it next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Looking for soccer content? Check out Rob's Nutmeg Podcast on the 435 Podcast Network. Available at 610sports.com and the Odyssey app. 610 Sports Radio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I was reading a story on NFL.com, and they were going through every team, and they were saying on who they think the most underrated player is on all the teams. So I scrolled down to the Chiefs. I was very curious to see who it was going to be. And Juan Thornhill's name popped up. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about Juan Thornhill this season. Oddly enough, we spent a lot of time talking about the other safeties that they've acquired. They drafted a safety in the second round in Brian Cook. Very excited about him. They spent significant free agent dollars to go sign another safety with Justin Reed. Rob, isn't the plan for Juan Thornhill that at the end of this season, you don't need Juan Thornhill? Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but at some point, we understand that they're not going to be able to sign everybody to a second contract. So Orlando Brown is a player that we want them to sign to a second contract. Legarius Sneed is a player that people want to sign to a second contract. Nick Bolton, Creed Humphrey, Trey Smith. Rashad Fenton. Maybe Juju Smith-Schuster has a good year, and he's a player that you would like to see signed to a long-term extension. I just look at Thornhill as being pretty far down the list. And when you spend the free agent dollars that they spent this offseason on Justin Reed, when you spend a top 75 pick on another player at the position, I see the plan for Thornhill is go ball out this year, and like what happened with Charvarius Ward, we're going to let you walk in free agency. Now, maybe Thornhill goes out there and completely balls out this year, but I'm under the belief that you simply can't pay everybody. And that Thornhill is a player that I believe they've already made the decision that they're not going to pay moving forward. So I think Reed is your number one. Thornhill will be your number two, but your hope is that Brian Cook develops in a way the same way that you thought Juan Thornhill would develop. And then when it comes time, you let Thornhill walk in free agency. He's not a player that you would consider giving the franchise tag to. And then Brian Cook takes over as their starting safety next year. And then you just have a rotation of a third safety like a Deion Bush, and you just find somebody available, or you go out and you draft somebody. I know we're thinking a season ahead, but I kind of think this is kind of it for Juan Thornhill, and that's kind of part of the plan for it, for him moving forward.
That's interesting you say that. I actually think, as you're talking, that I would put Juan Thornhill on that second contract list. I would actually put him on that second contract list ahead of Rashad Fenton. And I think the Chiefs have kind of tipped their hand, and they feel the same way. Deion Bush on a one-year deal, we kind of think he's a whatever player. He just, no offense to the man, he's just a guy. They have Justin Reed, and they have Brian Cook. We know they like three safeties. Brian Cook fills that Tyrann Mathieu place. There was still a place for Juan Thornhill on the field. The Chiefs went out of their way this offseason with their draft to address corner. They did it in the first round. They did it in the mid rounds. They did it in the late rounds. They were all about cornerback. And their cornerback group is now suddenly very young, something we argue about on this show a lot. I think if they get great play out of McDuffie and they show progress with a Josh Williams or a Jalen Watson, you could, or even a DeAndre Baker shows some promise, or a Lonnie Johnson shows some promise. I know those are ifs, but let's just play out the thing. They have shown this offseason that they are throwing resources at corner, which makes me think the resource they've thrown at corner makes me think they're going to walk on Rashad Fenton at the end of the year. So if you take him off the list of players that will get a second contract from the Chiefs, likely someone will get replaced on that list, and I think Thornhill's the guy.
If you're taking the 29-year-old safety over the 26-year-old corner, you have made a foolish decision.
Brett Veach doesn't do corner like that, though.
I mean, Juan Thornhill at the end of this season will be 28 years old. He's right at that line in which the Chiefs don't re-sign to long-term contracts. Thornhill is 25 years old and will be 26 at the end of this deal. And we also don't think that Fenton's going to be super expensive either. I don't think Fenton's getting the contract that Charvarius Ward got. Number one, I don't know if he's going to get the opportunities the way that Charvarius Ward got to be a team's number one wide receiver. I mean, Fenton's not going to be cheap on the re-signing, but you've also had him on a four-year, $2.6 million deal. I mean, this is the first time that Fenton has made decent NFL money. He made $495 his first year, $675 his second year, $850 his third year last season, and now he's at $2.5 million. But you got Fenton as your second corner for $2.5 million. That's a contract everybody can live with, certainly the production that we think we're going to get. I don't think that Thornhill really factors into their long-term plans. If we go with the resources that they've already spent at the position, so they spent significant free agent dollars at the position. They've also spent the top draft pick. They're now going to give another big contract to another player, and he's also going to be 28 at the end of this deal, where they typically don't sign these guys to multi-year contracts. Juan Thornhill's not signing a prove-it deal next year. He's not signing a one-year deal with somebody. Somebody will give Juan Thornhill decent money next year. Well, he'll sign for 2 years, $24 million. I don't want that team to be Kansas City. I want Kansas City, if you draft Brian Cook in the second round, you're not drafting Brian Cook to be your third safety. You're drafting him with the belief that he can develop and be your second safety, and then you go out in free agency and you sign the guy to the one-year, $4 million deal who can be your third safety, who can be that rotational piece. I think this is Thornhill's last year.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me if Thornhill's last year. I just think between Fenton and Thornhill, they never have really heavily invested in bringing back their guys at corner. They only brought Bashaud Breeland back because it was dirt cheap. Other than that, they generally let corner walk. Rashad Fenton is a guy I think they will let walk in that same vein.
To be fair, though, they also let safety walk, too.
That's true.
This is the first time that they've really been faced with it before. They let Tyrann Mathieu walk, who was 29 years old, and now the other safety that they've brought in Juan Thornhill, he was Brian Cook 4 years ago. We looked at him like he was going to be this all-pro player who was going to develop and turn into something, and I think he has been a good player. But the same way that you talk about other positions on the field, sometimes the best value you have as a player is on your rookie contract. They have gotten Juan Thornhill on a four-year, $4.6 million contract. I would say they've gotten really good value out of Juan Thornhill's contract. He hasn't been maybe the exact player that we thought he was going to be, but Thornhill has been a quality starter. It starts to get tricky when we're talking about a 28-year-old that now we're going to pay significant dollars to. And maybe this is buying into their flawed logic, and I can admit that off the top, but is this not the same Juan Thornhill that couldn't beat out Daniel Sorensen at a training camp? Remember when I was coming on here and I was saying, hey, something might be wrong with Juan Thornhill. Oh, you're reading too much into it. Well, hold on. He's playing in the third and fourth quarter of preseason games. Juan Thornhill's playing late in these kind of games. Like, that's typically not the guy who is solid and solidified in his position. I don't know if you go from that position to then in 18 months being a guy that they turn around and give you $24 million to.
I'll say this, though, because I'm a big cap room be a spin team next season. With all the cap room they've acquired, if they do let Thornhill walk, aren't they just having to reallocate some of that cap room to position to restart again? Because you're right. Brian Cook's the new Juan Thornhill, but they like three safeties. They've always done that.
This is what you tell me the draft is about. Drafting brick and mortar players. You know what Thornhill is? A brick and mortar player. I don't got any problem with you paying star players. I don't got any problem with you playing those guys market value. You know what Juan Thornhill is? A nice piece. You know what you're supposed to be finding in the draft? Nice pieces. You sat here and told me it ain't about finding stars in the draft. It's about finding guys to fill out your roster. Juan Thornhill is a help fill out the roster guy. That's great for $2.7 million he's making this year. Is that a guy you want to pay $12 million to, especially next offseason, when we assume they're going to have to re-up at corner, they're going to have to make a decision about Snead, going to have to make a decision about Fenton. They're also going to have some pretty serious conversations to make about the defensive line. At some point, they give somebody some new money on the defensive line. I'm not paying another safety in that scenario, especially when we've already paid one of them. That's just not the scenario that I'd like to be in if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Coming up at 5 o'clock, do you guys want some Royals numbers that will upset you? I mean, you're probably having a good day. Maybe you got off work a little bit early. Maybe you had a great breakfast. Maybe you had a nice business lunch. And you turned on this show and you're thinking, man, you know what, man, yeah. Let me hear what Carrington's got. Let me hear what Rob's got to say. Losing streaks the Royals have had so far this season, Rob. They have had a four-game losing streak. That's standard. Another four-game losing streak. Okay. They've had a five-game losing streak. These are separate. These are two four-game losing streaks. And then a five-game losing streak. And now they are currently in the midst of a six-game losing streak. Those are some numbers. All right, well, let me give you some more numbers. You know, I'm here to spread information. Let's look at the Royals pitching. Well, they have a staff ERA of 4.91. That's good for 28th in Major League Baseball. They have a bullpen ERA. Maybe the bullpen's doing a little bit better. I know the rotation's been struggling. You're kind of mixing and matching pieces, trying to get through. Maybe the bullpen's doing a little bit better. I mean, we know Dayton can always build a bullpen, right? 4.86, that's good for 30th in Major League Baseball. There are not pitching numbers or statistics that the Royals have excelled in when it comes to pitching. Their rotation is bad. Their bullpen is bad. They're just all around bad. They can't hit. They make costly decisions on the base paths. The Royals are just not playing good baseball. Well, why am I doing this? Why am I bringing this up? Why did I find these numbers that I could potentially ruin your Wednesday? Well, I heard JJ Piccolo on this radio station talk about the importance of accountability.
If you ask any of our players, they're going to tell you they're accountable for it. They expect their performance to be better than it's been. Salvi's showing signs right now. Witt's showing signs right now. Carlos just got back, so hopefully they'll continue doing this series and into May what they did the last couple nights.
Accountability. Accountability has been the 2022 version of trust the process. I mean, that should really be the slogan. You know how their slogan was, you know, forever royal or our time or you gotta love these guys. That was a great slogan. This year, their slogan is accountability. And boy, they showed us that accountability by getting rid of the hitting coach. I mean, somebody had to pay. Fans are mad. Somebody's got to pay for the slow start the Royals have gotten off to. So they had to fire Terry Bradshaw. Okay. Are we looking at Kyle Edward the same way? For a rotation, for a bullpen that is bottom five in every meaningful pitching statistic. There is not one statistic that you can point to as a whole that would suggest that they are on the right path. It's not like Kyle Elder just got here. He's been here for a while. In fact, he could potentially be part of the problem for an organization that has typically struggled to help develop starting pitching. If the Royals want me to buy into this new accountability and they want me to buy into that they're holding everybody accountable, then let's go all in. Let's not just do it on the hitting coach. Let's do it with the pitching coach. Let's do it with guys who aren't holding their end of the bargain up when it comes to the offense. Why is Carlos Santana still around? Is the hope that Carlos Santana is going to turn things around, that he can get you a high single-A prospect here in 6 weeks? Would you trade for Carlos Santana? Of course you wouldn't. Why is Ryan O'Hearn still getting ABs? Why is he part of their plans? If we're going to preach accountability, let's go all in. Let's be real about it. Let's really hold people accountable. That's what the Royals are telling me. It's about accountability. Well, if we were quick to act on the hitting coach when the offense was scuffling, what are we doing now about this rotation, about this bullpen? Has his message not worn thin? Is it not time to reconsider what his prospects look like? Yesterday, the Royals insider, Josh Vernier, said it was time to gut the roster.
Andrew Benintendi, Hunter Dozier, Whit Merrifield, Brad Keller, Scott Barlow, Michael A. Taylor, those seven names should be on the block, and it sounds drastic, but you look at the foundation that J.J., Dayton, John Sherman, that they'll be able to build on moving forward. It's not too shabby. Honestly, it's better than where they were to start 2018 or 2019. You're going to have a rotation with a 25-year-old Daniel Lynch, 25-year-old Brady Singer, two guys that you believe could be maybe not number ones, but number two and number three in a championship rotation, and then an offense built around Bobby Witt Jr., MJ Melendez, Vinny Pasquantino, Kyle Isbell. It's a pretty solid foundation. You got middle of the lineup bats and you got top of the rotation arms. It sounds drastic when I say gut it, but there's no reason with savvy trades, there's no reason why you can't turn it around.
There is no reason why the Royals can't turn it around. Can you turn it around with the people that are in place? The Royals felt like they couldn't turn it around with the person who was the voice of their offense, that the message had worn thin and it was time to go in a different direction. You didn't really hear much opposition from me there. Is it time to have that same conversation when it comes to who's in charge of the pitching? This entire situation with the Royals is focused on their ability to develop starting pitching. Nothing we've been talking about for the last 2 months, even longer than that, years matters if they can't develop starting pitching. They had three first-round picks in 2018. They spent all three of them on pitching. They have fully invested in the future of this organization in starting pitching. And if they can't get that part right, then all of this has been for nothing. We will be in this exact same place in 2023, 2024, 2025, forever. So if we're all about holding people accountable, and we had that conversation with the hitting coach 2 weeks ago, it's time to have that conversation with the pitching coach, as the Royals are bottom five in almost every meaningful pitching statistic. There's not one you can find me that looks favorably on the Royals or you can point to as a sign of optimism and hope for the future. So if the hitting coach had to go, you got to convince me and show me why the pitching coach needs to stick around. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.